Pankaj Yadav asks about the sentence from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, it's more than one sentence. His purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 41. A man is always famous for his aggression toward a beautiful woman, and such aggression is sometimes considered rape. Although rape is not legally allowed, it is a fact that a woman likes a man who is very expert at rape. So please explain this, since this is likely to disturb the minds of the readers, especially women. Yes, this statement has disturbed the minds of some readers. One thing is that this is in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, and generally anyone who reads that will have read prior to that the first canto, second canto, third canto, and then almost 25 chapters of the fourth canto. So they can understand, they should, anyone who's reading this much can understand that Srila Prabhupada has a substantial spiritual message, and even if they don't understand some point, then they're not likely to reject everything that Srila Prabhupada says on the basis of this. So they would have rejected much prior to that if they weren't willing to accept Srila Prabhupada as an authority. Like many statements that Srila Prabhupada makes and that everyone makes and Krishna makes, this statement has to be understood contextually. Clearly it's not a fact that every woman likes a man who is very expert in rape. For the context, I'm going to quote Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, who in his explanation of this cited a film that was famous maybe in the 1950s called Gone with the Wind, starring Clark Gable and someone else. These are famous movies from the Western world, just like there are famous movies in India. Like, what's a famous movie in India? So many. I remember when I was your age, and I was in India, that there was a film called Trishna. No, but I just remember that because it sounds nice because it rhymes with Krishna. There's another one, it was so funny. This is going back to the 1970s, 1980s, called Sannyasi. And it had a picture of someone with machine gun. So I thought that was funny. Oh, I don't know the name of any big Indian movies. Anyway, I didn't rack my brain for that. But this is a very famous one. So, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he said that among women, the most, it's a romantic, it's based on a novel, it's a film is made, it's a romantic story. The story is, as I heard it from Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, that some kind of rough man somehow or other married a sophisticated woman, and she was always putting him down. They were arguing, and she was more intelligent than him and more sophisticated. And then eventually he got fed up of her, and he just swept her in his arms and carried her where she was protesting and beating her arms against her chest, and carried her out to the bedroom. And in those days, in the movies, what happened in the bedroom, you just fill that in with your imagination. They don't show it graphically. So, the women, they thought that this is the best scene in the whole of the movie. So although it's within marriage, it was like forcible sex, and he dominated her. He took charge, and he got fed up of her henpecking him, and he dominated. So Ravindra Swarup Prabhu gave this as an example of maybe in their fantasies, women like this kind of thing. If you to talk about this, to try to justify this is this statement in any way to some members of our movement is likely to invite all kinds of invectives. But anyway, it may disturb the minds. I don't think it's going to disturb the minds of the readers, as I say, because if you've read through almost four cantos of the Bhagavatam, then you may not understand it, but you're not going to reject Srila Prabhupada out of hand on the basis of that statement. In one of Srila Prabhupada's first purports in the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, he states that women are less in, they're like children and they're less intelligent. So these things need explaining in the modern world. Previously, this was accepted in many cultures around the world, but nowadays it isn't, and it's considered something abominable to have to think like this. So, well, we need to preach. We need to preach. We're coming from a completely different platform to that of mundane feminists, or for that matter, mundane anyone, because, well, the whole Western world is dominated by either Christians or non-Christians. They have the idea that this life is all in all, and you have one birth and then that's it, finished. So our whole understanding of life, how you get a certain kind of body, male or female, that's according to one's previous activities, and one has to utilize this situation, understanding what our situation is to make spiritual advancement. So these are all quite foreign concepts to people who are raised in the modern ethos. So we have to preach. There are so many things in Srila Prabhupada's books which are likely to disturb the minds of people. So we should understand and preach. Don't expect it to be easy.